This is Alex Fiallo interviewing Carrie Yamaoka at Carrie's home in New York City, New York, on July 27th, 2016, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1.
I think it's actually the 26th.
Oh, did I say 27th? July 26th, 2016. So let's start at the beginning and spend some time on how you grew up. When and where were you born?
I was born in 1957 in Glen Cove, Long Island. Actually, I spent the first 10 years of my life living on Long Island in a town called Manhasset, which is on the North Shore. And then I'll sort of give you the broad arc until I got to New York. How about that? And then we'll go back to the childhood part. Because I actually had interesting experiences of displacement all through my childhood. So for the first 9 or 10 years, I lived in Manhasset with my parents. My parents got divorced when I was about 9 or 10. My mother moved into the city. I went with my mother. But then for a year, I sort of shuttled back and forth between this really good friend of hers named Wendy, who lived in Manhasset, because I was still finishing up sixth grade in Manhasset. And I'd spend the weekdays in Manhasset and the weekends in New York City with my mom. And then in 1970, when I was 12, my mom decided that she wanted to move to Tokyo. And we moved to Tokyo. And I was there from 1970 till 1975, and then I came back in 1975 to go to college, went to Wesleyan University in Connecticut. So it was the reason why I say there's this theme of displacement is because growing up in this you can imagine, like in the early 60s, in this suburb on Long Island, it's completely white. I mean, there were no black people, there were no Latinos, there were no Jews in this town. I mean, we were the only family that was not like white, Catholic or Protestant.
Family get there?
I think because, you know, my dad was second generation Japanese American, my mom was half Japanese, half American. She had grown up in that town. And I think my parents aspired to, after World War II, obviously, which was incredibly traumatic for them and their families, I think this is true of a lot of Japanese American families after the war, they kind of aspired to the most normal sort of middle class white paradigm of family life that you could ever imagine. So. I went to public school. My dad was a jeweler. He worked in Manhattan. My mom was a homemaker. She was actually pretty active working to integrate the schools, because actually the school that I went to was segregated up until the time I was in second grade. So all the black people in the town lived in this other village that was, I mean, it sounds crazy. We're talking about 1965 or something, but they had their own school.
Of Manhasset, the black.
Yeah. So I remember in second grade really vividly that there were people with picket signs outside the school, black mothers and their children picketing the school, wanting the school to be integrated. You know, normally you think in the northern suburbs it's not at all like the South, and it wasn't like the South, but clearly this was. It was the least diverse place I've ever seen in my entire life, for the most part.
Did you have brothers and sisters growing up?
Yeah, I was the youngest of three kids. My brother is 10 years older than me. My sister is 8 years older than me. And my brother was 10 years older than me, and he would take me into the city when I was really little, like around 8, where my parents started to fight, and he wanted to get me out of the house. He would take me on the train, and it was like a 30-minute train ride into Manhattan. And he was in his first year at RISD, and he had come home from RISD, and